stalks, I guess you would say. You know, you're thinning it out, really, is what you're doing, chopping cotton.
Any particular kind of grass?
Johnson grass, crab grass, you know, your nut grass, things that would that suck up the nutrients and grow fast and, you know, mm-hmm. therefore dwarf the cotton plant.
Right. Yeah. What would you say corn grows in?
It grows stalks.
In the area.
Patch, a patch, corn patch. Field, you know, a field's bigger than a patch.
Right.
You know, you have a garden, a patch, and then, you know, a field.
Can you have a patch of anything, or is it restricted?
You can have, you know, patch of anything. Tomato patch, potato patch, you know, corn patch, pea patch, butter bean patch, you know, dog patch. No, that's in Arkansas, right?
Right.
But anyway, yeah, and a briar patch, you know, a lot of those.
If you're putting up a barbed wire
fence. Mm-hmm. Where are we anyway? God, we lost a lot of time. We're back on fences. It doesn't matter. Just sock it to us.
Okay. The things that you dig holes for when you put up a wire.
Post. Fence post. Is a post.
Okay. And a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock.
A fence or wall made out of loose stone? No. Brick wall. Oh, yeah, North Alabama they have, you know, they get these things out of the riverbeds. You know, the rocks are flat on the bottom because they've washed a lot, but you don't have a lot of that around here. You know, stone wall, stone fence, you know, I don't know.
Okay. And the bit about the egg made out of China, you call that
a China egg, but I have never heard of a China egg. Styrofoam eggs, you know, plastic eggs for little kids, you know, at Easter, you know, and you put little doohickeys in them or something, you know, for them to play with.
But you're not, haven't heard of nest eggs for like hens?
Well, you know, a nest egg, yeah, you know. Which would be just an egg, you know, maybe we used to call them rotten eggs, you know, because you break them up, and they, you know, they smell like hell, you know.
Yeah.
We used to get a big kick out of coloring those at Easter, you know, and then we'd always get in the Easter egg war, you know, throwing them in. And somebody that you really didn't like is you'd throw the rotten egg at him. God, and you're talking about awful. Oh, I gagged thinking about it. What could be worse than a rotten egg? I was hit in the face with manure one time during a barnyard war. But it did. It was hard, you know. It had to be hard for him to pick it up and throw it, you know. You could just sail them like a mud pie, you know. You know.
Okay. And the thing that you would carry with you to milk a cow.
Bucket, milk bucket.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a milk pail, because pail, like I said, is the color you turn when you're about to puke.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing that you would fry eggs in?
A frying pan, a skillet.
Okay. And thing you would boil tea in, spout?
A teapot, tea kettle. Most of the time though, is just boil it with a boiler. You know. In a boiler.
And a container you put cut flowers in.
Cut flowers, vase. If you're from Nova Scotia, that would be Voss, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
Did you ever hear the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, you know, Our House? You pick the flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say Voss.
Yeah, they say
Voss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And common utensils?
Fork, spoon, knife, knives, forks, spoons, what else did I say? Toothpicks, you know, match stems.
And what you say you do to the dishes when they're
you dry. Wash them.
And the thing over the sink, water comes out of?
That's a faucet, just a water faucet. If it's, you know, outside, it'd be a hydrant.
Mm-hmm. And what about a portable container?
Well, you know, I don't know, it's a spout, you know, maybe. But it's still a faucet of sorts. But, you know, the water spout.
And the word spigot.
Well, spigot is used sometimes, you know, by some of the older, you know, folks, but not really. A water spigot, I think of anything that sticks up or down out of the ground or out of a wall or something and brings water to you as being a spigot, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You would say it was so cold last night the water pipes
froze.
And maybe
they busted.
Yeah.
Right. They grew tits, you know, they busted. No. But, you know, it busted. Busted open.
Okay. And the, a container used to ship flour in.
That's a flour barrel.
Right. Okay. Something smaller than a barrel.
Would be a keg,
yeah.
But that would be like a, well, like a nail keg or a whiskey keg, you know.
Okay. And a fair amount of molasses or lard would come in?
Come in a bucket, probably a gallon bucket. Mm-hmm. You know, there was, you know, lard bucket, molassy bucket. That's molassy, S-E-Y.